there. But in the meantime, it's all firing up as far as the WSL is concerned. And Ronnie Blakey joins us. G'day, Ronnie.
Hello, lads. How are you?
Mate, how are you going? We spoke last time and you're on the mend. Are you continued in that vein?
Yeah, mate, I'm doing all right. I had a couple of surfs. I'll be fine, mate. Thanks for asking.
Now, Ronnie, up at Newcastle, the Brazilians, they were just everywhere. Did you expect Italo to win it, or do you think Medina was probably the favourite?
They're both so good. It's never really a surprise when either of those guys win, but, they've got a good little rivalry going, and they've had a couple of finals against one another, and Italo's actually had Medina's number when you look at their head-to-head record. So it was another strong win for him, and he's number one on the ratings again.
So what Aussie can knock him off? Have we got any? I know Mick Fenning's coming back, but is there any other Aussies out there that can knock the Brazilians off?
Yeah, well Mick might be the guy to even up the title race, because there's a event wild card for the Rip Curl Narrabeen Classic. He'll be surfing against Italo in the first round. So that'll be a lot of fun to watch. But we've actually got a surfer sitting at number four on the leaderboard on the men's side, and that guy is Ryan Callanan. He's from Newcastle, and he's surfing brilliantly. He's definitely a chance at getting in the top five and getting a world title shot at the end of the year.
Hey, Ronnie, Mick Fenning, he gets the wild card appearance at Narra. And just on that, we had a listener before, Sparman, who he works out at the airports, and he tells the story that when Mick had returned from J-Bay, you had departed the flight with Mick that particular day. And he says that he went up to Mick and advised of all the media scrum that he was about to run into, but B, gave him a lotto ticket to say, well, mate, you know, you've dodged one there, and here's a lotto ticket. He's a big fan of Mick's. Well done. Can you confirm or deny the story? That says an
I have no idea, because on the flight, it was almost like this. We had a wake for Mick that just sort of never ended. And when we got on the flight, everyone got upgraded in the business on Qantas, and they busted out the champagne, and we just sort of kicked on. So I can't really recall much of anything that happened after we landed.
I tell you what, it would have been 100% true. No, Fletch. Okay, this is the time, Ronnie. Now, what we've been doing here, our panellist, Gibbo, he's been dying to get behind the microphone, and he's always saying, put me in, coach. Well, he's a doyen, he calls himself, of all things surfing. His name's Gibbo. He's been dying to speak to you, Ronnie. Here he is. Put me in, coach. Over to you, Gibbo.
G'day, Ronnie. I just want to say up the Swellians, mate.
Good on you, Gibbo.
Hey, and Ronnie.
Have you checked out any of the live shows yet?
Yeah, mate, well, they're going to be at the Harbord Hilton for two nights, so I'll definitely be down there for both of them, I reckon.
Best live show in surfing, mate.
Hey, Ronnie, I've got a question for you, mate. We had Mick, Joel as once-in-a-generation surfers. Who do you think, I know you mentioned Arcow just before, going forward on both sides of the draw, who's going to be our next gun?
Oh, man. Australia's got some catching up to do at the moment on the men's side. Luckily for us, we've got on the women's side a few title contenders in Stephanie Gilmore and Tyler Wright and Sally Fitzgibbons. But on the men's side, we've got amazing surfers, but they've just got to start getting results more consistently. I think if you were looking at the next generation of kids coming through, there's a guy that's on the championship tour called Ethan Ewing. He's from Stradbroke Island, and everyone kind of just rates his chances. His potential is unseen just yet, and he's got a great chance, if he keeps evolving, to become a world title contender.
Ronnie, I was one of the great boogie boarders from Port Macquarie, but I thought that was a very, very good question there, Gibbo. Gibbo, you've got the hot hand at the moment. Go again, yeah. Son.
And then, hey, Ronnie, you've got to have a chat about Morgan Sibley. He was unbelievable up in Newcastle.
Mate, yeah, well, not many people saw Morgan Sibley coming. He's a rookie on the championship tour this year. He's from the Steel City. 2 years ago, he was pulling beers and collecting glasses at the Prince Hotel. And at Newcastle, he got rid of John Florence, who was first on the ratings. He's about 5 feet tall. and he's just a, such a character. He made the semis and got knocked out, but in Newcastle, they're declaring a holiday international. Morgan makes the semi-final day, so yeah, it was a good day.
So, Ronnie, we've got two more contests in Australia. After that, what happens? Is there anything being booked in, or is it all just, I suppose, tentative dates?
Mate, the World Surf League's been working so hard. They've actually got three events. There's Narrabeen, Margaret River, and Rottnest Island over in WA. Oh, yep. So two stops in the west. And then from there, they're going to try and get to Brazil, but it feels like a bit of a 50-50 at the moment. And then other than that, they've got two events in California, the event in Tahiti, and they're also going to go down to Mexico as well. So it's all kind of locked in at this stage. Obviously, the things are sort of changing all the time, but at this stage, they've got an eight-event tour, and it's all looking pretty good.
So just if I think I asked you this last time, what if we finish after the Australian events, and that's the only contest we see? Will we see a world champion?
What we'll see is probably, I think we've touched them a couple of times, they're doing it a little differently this year. They're having a surf-off for the world title, so that's in September, the WSL Rip Curl Finals, and it's going to be the top five surfers from the events that they've run this season battling it out in a one-day event for a world title. So I guess if they only get the Australian League done, then they'll probably just take the top five from those events and they'll contest one another for a title.
There you go, Ronnie. Oh, one more, Gibbo. One more? Okay.
Come on, Gibbo, hit me.
Come on, Gibbo. Give me one more.
You surf any waves today, Ronnie? It's pumping on the beaches.
Mate, a lot of waves on the East Coast, but yeah, I'm surfed out just having watched other people do it for a couple of weeks.
Very good.
But, just taking it easy, mate.
Well done, Ronnie. We appreciate that. Well done, Gibbo, too, by the way. Looking forward to it, Ronnie, and thank you for keeping us attuned to what's happening in the World Surfing League.
No worries, lads. Anytime.